So, Ashley, I know that we need help when it comes to resolving any kinds of issues that individuals face, that the nation faces. What role does legislation play in helping us combat trafficking?
That's a great question. And before I answer that, I just wanted to make one quick correction to what I said before.
Yes.
If you call a crisis line for domestic violence or sexual assault and you're over the age of 18, it remains confidential unless otherwise requested. If you call and you're under the age of 18, we are mandated reporters and would have to contact law enforcement. So I just wanted to let anybody know that who is looking to call.
Gotcha.
But going back to legislation, there is a lot of good legislation out there to combat human trafficking. The problem is, if we don't have enough education for those who are on the street level to identify it, then it can't be charged. And if it can't be charged, it can't be adjudicated. And if it can't be adjudicated, legislation is kind of useless. So really what we're looking to do, and the Attorney General's office is really doing a great push for this right now, is to get education out to people who could potentially be victims. So that's junior high age up through high school and even the open community, as well as service professionals who are, nurses, doctors, ER staff, law enforcement, who are going to be coming across this and may have it confused as a regular, I hate to say regular because no case is ever regular, but a domestic violence or a sexual assault or poor labor arrangement as opposed to an actual human trafficking issue. That could be addressed and charged differently. And with that education is going to come more knowledge as to those elements of force, fraud, and coercion. And I'm hoping that we're going to be seeing proper charges coming along through informed services.
And so the education comes about as a result of various types of workshops, conferences, et cetera, or are there other ways that the public, including potential victims, need to go about being educated?
Absolutely, all of those things. So what we're doing right now with this radio broadcast, that's education for the community. So this is one step in the right direction. And we also do conferences for professionals. We have human trafficking task force at the AG's level statewide that operates. Then we have regional task forces. In our area, we have the Coastal Regional Task Force that brings in service providers from our area, and it's also open to the community to come in and learn more and find out what services are available and how they can help. The more people get involved in these things, the better it's going to be. I do urge people to get in contact with an agency that is related to the Attorney General's office, however, because there's a lot of misinformation that's being put out there, and the Attorney General is really trying to combat the misinformation and misleading information to make sure that people are being able to get directed to the services that they need.
Gotcha. And one of the things that we want to reiterate, Ashley, is that even though a person will have, if they're under the age of 18, the call, the conversation will have to be reported because you're mandated reporters, it is still a call for the victim or potential victim worth making.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of things that can be helped mitigated to make sure somebody stays safe and that it's not added stress and pressure on them. We have people set up, like in our area, we have members of law enforcement are a part of the task force. They're specially trained in handling these situations. So they're not going to be handling it in the same manner they may handle a different call. And I also want to go ahead and put out there, there's a 24-hour, 7 days a week crisis line specifically for human trafficking that's national. And that number is 1-888-373-7888. And if you can call or, message from anywhere in the country to get help for human trafficking. There's also a text number, 233-733. And you can text from any phone to chat with somebody to get help.
Interesting. Okay. So the national hotline is 888-373-7888. And the national text number is 233-733.
That's right.
Awesome. Ashley, I appreciate you so much for joining me today. Thank you very much for sharing so much, shedding so much light, and I'm hoping that people will be empowered to take their next step, whatever step that might be.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. Till next time.